Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Monday, July 8th. We're talking about the World Cup win and what fans were chanting in the stands. Plus, why Starbucks is apologizing, a plane that landed itself, and a new promise from Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a big win. For the second time in a row and for a record fourth time in history, the U.S. women's soccer team is the best in the world. The U.S. won the World Cup again, beating the Netherlands 2-0 in the final match yesterday. ESPN reports this year Team USA broke the record for the most goals in a Women's World Cup with 26 total. And social media blew up after the final win. Everyone from President Trump and former President Obama to Ellen DeGeneres and Tom Brady congratulated the team. Inside the stadium after the win in France, along with chants of USA, fans also chanted equal pay. Remember, the women's national team has been fighting for equal pay and treatment. Some players even filed a discrimination lawsuit against U.S. soccer back in March. And this big win may now give them some more leverage in future talks. The New York Times reports a star player also just accepted an invitation to talk with FIFA's president. CNBC says FIFA awards $30 million total in prize money for the women. The men received $400 million. Nike has already released an advertisement to portray the U.S. women's national team as champs in both soccer and equal rights. There will be a ticker tape parade in New York City on Wednesday to welcome the World Cup champions home. All right, well, in more serious international news, Iran broke another rule in the 2015 nuclear deal. The country says it's increased its uranium enrichment beyond the set limit, and it's the second recent breach of the deal. Basically meaning Iran is another step closer to being able to make a nuclear weapon. The BBC reports Iranian officials are hoping to add pressure to other world powers to help lower the impact of U.S. sanctions. Because remember, the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal last year and put tough economic sanctions back on Iran, hoping to make a new, tougher agreement in the future. Keep in mind, other world powers, though, were part of the original agreement and are still hoping to keep that original deal going. Some of those countries say they're extremely concerned now and are calling on Iran to reverse the steps just taken. President Trump tweeted, quote, Iran better be careful. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that Iran's latest action will lead to even more sanctions. To be continued. Another big earthquake hit Southern California. This time it was a 7.1 magnitude quake on Friday, even larger than just the day before, making Fridays the largest in that area in nearly 20 years. While shaking was felt from Northern California down to Mexico, the quakes were centered around a small desert town about 150 miles from Los Angeles. And that remote area is where most of the damage happened, like buckled highways and ruptured gas lines. The AP says there were no reports of serious injuries, but that's likely because the epicenter wasn't a highly populated area. In a major restructuring plan, Deutsche Bank will scale back investment banking and cut thousands of jobs. CNBC reports the German lender plans to cut 18,000 jobs by the end of 2022. The company also plans to get rid of its global equities and trading businesses. Reuters reports Deutsche has tried to compete with large banks on Wall Street, but hasn't really been able to keep up. And the bank has also faced investigations and massive fines surrounding various scandals. Recently, Deutsche has been criticized over its business relationship with President Trump. The House Intelligence Committee subpoenaed the bank for Trump's financial records. Starbucks is saying sorry to several police officers in Arizona. The reason? A barista asked the officers to leave because another customer felt unsafe around police. Now the company's execs are saying the officers should have been treated with more respect. This apparently came to light through the local officers' association, and critics online were calling for a Starbucks boycott for the way the police were treated. The hashtag #DumpStarbucks was trending on Twitter. But others say it shows a concerning distrust of police within that community, where use of force has been questioned. Fox News reports for now the Tempe, Arizona police chief and the Officers Association say they're encouraged by the company's apology and they welcome an open dialogue. All of this, by the way, comes more than a year now after a different Starbucks location faced criticism for calling police on two black customers. At that time, the chain shut down for racial bias training. For the first time, a plane landed completely by itself. Engadget says while many planes can land automatically, the airport still guides that plane with radio signals from the ground. Well, German researchers have come up with a truly autonomous landing system where the plane doesn't need a pilot or any tech from the ground to land. Basically, the plane uses cameras and a computer to find the runway and calculate when and where to land all on its own. Engadget says the first test was on a single passenger plane and it went well, but it's still in the early stages right now. If all does continue to go well, it could eventually be used as a backup for pilots. More news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor today, Noom. Getting in shape is not just about losing weight. It's about healthier habits for things like more energy to keep up with your busy lifestyle or just more overall self-care so you feel happier. I know that when I take time to meditate for at least a few minutes each day and move around with a workout or a walk outside, I'm in such a better mood the rest of the day, and I even get more done. Well, Noom is an easy and convenient app to help me keep track of those things that make me feel my best and break any bad habits. And Noom makes great suggestions for new habits I may want to build. Plus, I like having great healthy recipes at my fingertips. And I like that Noom knows people are human, so there's no shame if you get off track. In fact, Noom is not a diet. It's an app to help you build the lifestyle you want. Even making small steps can go a long way. So sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. And get a free trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Another promising step in the fight against HIV. Researchers say they've eliminated the virus from the DNA of infected mice for the very first time, which could be a step toward curing HIV in humans. A study published in Nature Communications shows scientists from Temple University and University of Nebraska used a combination of genome editing technology with a virus suppression drug to get rid of the virus in 9 out of 23 mice, at least proving it's possible. Of course, this is just one step in the long process to finding a cure. But this latest study comes after a second person was essentially cured of HIV through a stem cell transplant. And earlier this year, a different study showed certain treatments can potentially stop the spread of HIV between partners. So all of these together are at least sparking quite a bit of hope. Music legend Stevie Wonder is taking a break from music. CNN reports he's getting a kidney transplant. Wonder told the crowd during a concert in London over the weekend, and he said he's getting the surgery in September. He already has a donor. The Detroit Free Press reports Wonder has been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring with a medical team. He said he hoped to reassure his fans that he'll be okay. Netflix says it'll be cutting back on how much smoking is shown in its original shows. The reason? A new report from Truth Initiative found smoking on the small screen is on the rise, with a drastic increase between 2018 and 2019. And Netflix was largely to blame, with shows like Stranger Things featuring main characters smoking cigarettes. So Netflix is now responding, saying from now on, shows with TV-14 ratings or below will be smoking and e-cigarette free, with exceptions for any historical or factual reasons. And for older viewers, exceptions will only be for creative vision or reasons that are based in history or culture. But that doesn't make the new rules totally clear. Stranger Things, for example, is set in the 1980s, a time when smoking was more popular. So will it still be shown? We don't know. By the way, the popular series Stranger Things is getting more attention right now because season 3 just came out on the 4th. Spider-Man Far From Home continued to dominate the box office through the holiday and the weekend. The superhero film brought in $185 million in 6 days. The movie came out the day before the 4th of July, and Variety reports it became Sony Pictures' biggest 6-day opening weekend ever. The movie also broke several other records, including biggest Tuesday ticket sales of all time and the second largest 4th of July holiday. Disney's Toy Story 4 came in second at the box office, and the Beatles tribute Yesterday was number 3. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. Before you go, I do have a favor to ask you. Will you help The Newsworthy become a nominee in the People's Choice Podcast Awards? Voting is happening right now, and it takes just minutes to vote online and show your support for The Newsworthy. Just go to podcastawards.com, click the Nominations Now Open button. From there, you log in, choose The Newsworthy in the People's Choice Award and in the News and Politics categories, click Save, and that's it. It's so quick and easy, and it would mean so much to me to have your support. Again, you can vote at podcastawards.com, and if you let me know that you vote, I may be doing a giveaway at the end of the month as a little thank you, so just send me a message on Instagram or email staff@thenewsworthy.com and let me know you voted at podcastawards.com. For now, thank you so much for listening, and remember, you can read more about any news story we talked about today in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com or in your podcast app. As always, The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.